A doctor is filling out a questionnaire with a new patient. Are you smoking? No. Are you drinking? No. Are you doing drugs? No. What is your daily schedule? I go to bed exactly at 10 and get up no later than 6. The doctor is looking at the patient with bewilderment. Am I not living the right way? Asks the patient. No, you are living the right way, but what's the point of such life? To me, this old joke has a very different meaning than perhaps to most of other people. There are two categories of commandments in the Torah. One, Yeshuv HaOlam, to create an orderly society. We will not be able to live normal lives if people will be stealing. We will not be able to do business if people are not carrying out their contractual obligations. The second category, I guess, can be called the ritual commandments, such as lighting Shabbat candles, putting on tefillin, fasting on Yom Kippur, eating matzah on Passover. I often hear from people that they are ready to do the laws concerning public order. These commandments are making sense to them, and people are used to them. Most of the civilized world, how we call it, has adopted these principles. But people tell me they see no point in performing the ritual commandments. So, someone comes to me and says that he does not steal, does not murder, he is always honest. Am I not living the right way? He asks. No, you are living the right way. But what is the point? I answer. What's the purpose? An orderly society is necessary, but not sufficient. An orderly society, in a way, exists among animals too. And if it does not, then it can be created. Dogs can be trained to follow any rules. So how am I different from a dog? We are the only creatures that have a divine soul, and therefore are given a mission that only we can do. We are here not only just to live in an organized way, but also to bring godliness into this world. Without order, it will be probably very difficult to bring godliness into this world. So it's needed. But when we establish this order, the question is begging to be asked, what for? What is the purpose? Like that doctor told his patient, you are living the right way, but what is the point? Through the ritual commandments, we bring into this world something higher than this world. And that is the point. There is a famous USSR time movie called Repentance. The film is not about anything religious or Jewish. It is about a daughter of a government official who is finding out after her father's death about the atrocities that he committed when he was in power. I was watching this movie as a child, and its last episode got stuck in my memory for the rest of my life. An elderly woman is walking through a town, and she's lost. She asks another woman, will this road bring me to the town's temple? No, this road does not lead to the temple. Then why is it here? Why does one need a road that does not lead to a temple? We build big roads. But what is the point? Where are they leading?